Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, about an hour away from the fellas of the drive getting going. And I'm sure they're probably already on their way to the boot.
Oh, they're probably already a couple in.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't doubt it. Go out and say what's up to the fellas. Get you some crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
Some crawfish, crayfish, whatever you want to call
them. I say crawdads, too, and some people judge me for that.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
It sounds quaint and folksy.
Mm-hmm. That's how I grew up calling them crawdads.
Oh, I didn't grow up calling them crawdads. I just like saying crawdads.
Okay.
I mean, like, why would you not?
Yeah.
If you have an objection to me saying crawdads, please let me know. Mm-hmm. I like hearing from the people. 713-572-4610. In addition, in fact, you can't tell me why you don't like me saying crawdads if you don't tell me the last time you raced, because that has been making me smile.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, though, I'm not enjoying the fact that so many of you have been getting hurt. It's just, I appreciate
you kind of are.
All right, maybe a little bit. I do have a little bit of a 4 years ago was the last time
you got confirmation
4 years ago, which means I was 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, maybe that I wasn't as old as I thought I was. I think I could still pull it off. I could still pull it off right now. I probably could. All right. A legend. Three legends in the game got together for a little podcast. It's the Goat Talk Podcast. Appreciation of the Texans media for putting it together. And J.J. Watt was one of those three legends, along with Jonathan Joseph and Andre Johnson. And they got together for this podcast. I found it really, really interesting. So I wanted to circle back to it. And I mean, it's a really good listen. It's an hour long. And there's some various things that are really fun, including, and this is a cut two here, Byron. This is the first time that JJ, young JJ, went out with Andre Johnson. So before I have Byron play this, apparently, you know, in the locker room when Andre, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a personable guy. However, like, he also did not talk a lot. I know that we're not surprised by that.
Deep voice, low tone. Man, a few words, but you better be listening to him.
Right.
You better be listening
and
to him.
And that's very much the way that people felt. So, like, for JJ, as he's telling this story, this is where it starts. It starts with the feeling that, hey, man, Andre Johnson, when he talks, you listen. And especially when he invites you to go somewhere, you definitely say yes.
It was my rookie year. Andre was like, let's go out. I literally was like, you talking to me? Like, I look at him. And he was like, yeah. So it was just me and Andre, and I'm literally, like, sweating. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm out with Andre. He's like, all right, we're going to go to Washington. I pull up on Washington. Like, hey, we go to the door. The doorman's like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in.
Because of my shoes.
Because of his shoes. They were, like, all white. And I was like, what? And he was like, no, he's like, you can't come in, man. And I go, that's Andre Johnson. Like, I was like, that's Andre Johnson. He's like, I don't care. And all of a sudden, this manager came, like, sprinting out of the back. And he's like, no, they're good, they're good. I was like, yeah. You psychopath, like. We're in Houston, Texas, and you're going to tell Andre Johnson he can't come in? He could be wearing flip-flops if he wants.
I'm amazed that there was anybody in Houston at any given point that did not, like, readily know Andre Johnson, especially, like, if you in that type of industry, right? If you are...
I disagree.
Really?
You give a guy a yellow windbreaker, all of a sudden they think they are it. It's their way or the highway. I say yellow windbreaker because that's what they use at stadiums a lot. But you give that guy, a doorman, that authority, he's like, I don't care who you are, Andre, can I have an autograph? But you can't come in, you know? It happens all the time.
How long do you think it would happen before JJ got that level of treatment? Because obviously this is early JJ before we even get to that space.
Yeah, probably 1 year. It was after that, you know, after he became a superstar in that Cincinnati playoff game, probably everything changed.
Yeah. So yeah. I found that to be a funny
one thing about Andre,
anecdote.
Though. Yeah. You know, being around the team a little bit and knowing Andre a little bit, as low key as he is and just a good, solid, he loves to go out with his teammates.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just his way of saying, like, he went out a lot. Now, he wasn't a wild man. He just liked to go, you know, hang out with his guys.
Right. I think if memory serves, like, that's kind of in part how the Courtland Finnegan beef came about.
Absolutely it is. That's right.
Him and his people being out, mm-hmm. and then just a level of disrespect.
Hey, that's Courtland Finnegan, man.
Yeah, okay. And then eventually he had to
say, I'm thinking to beat his ass.
That's right. Which, again, I think during the course of this podcast, he also reiterated he has to answer about that literally every day of his life. But thankfully, it's a good thing. Yeah. Thankfully, it is indeed a good thing. All right. How about this? This is, and we know this, J.J. Watt, it was announced, what was that, a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. that he is now going to move from a studio role for CBS into the booth. He will be an analyst on, I think it's basically the B team for CBS Sports. He's working with Ian Eagle as an analyst now in this upcoming season. And I found this to be interesting because, I mean, look, they were just kind of talking about life and talking about where he is. And Andre asked J.J., how he enjoys working in TV. And I thought there was something that JJ offered up willingly that I think is going to make him an incredible, incredible broadcaster.
Good. Like, I love still being around ball. I love being able to talk football. Like, it would be very weird if I didn't have some tie to the game because I love watching it, talking about it, breaking it down. At the same time, I have a very difficult time criticizing guys because, like, I was on the field. Like, I know. Like, you got a guy who's breaking down film and he's drawing up the plays and you're like, that's not my assignment. That's not my job. And you just threw all this blame on me on national TV. So I never want to be that guy. So I'm always very careful from that standpoint. But it has been really, really fun still being a part of the game.
So what part of that made you think he'd be really, really good? Because I think that might be when we're like, oh, well.
Well, I think that what it...
Because Tom Brady got criticized for not really criticizing people. Other people have done that as
sure.
well.
Sure. And I don't think that it's necessarily that he won't criticize. But I think I took that to mean he's going to be very careful and very measured in his criticism. And I think that just it's going to point to the way that he's going to be very methodical and care
analytical.
Very deeply about his work. And maybe not even that he's just going to stay to the analytics, but that he's going to be like he's thinking about it deeply in that way.
Yeah. Right? No, I don't mean analytical. I mean like analytical of what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I took that to mean he's gonna hit you with EPA.
No,
all the time
God,
the broadcast.
No. That's your job.
That's right. but no, I guess now that you say that, I can hear how maybe that operates in the other way where you're like, okay, but you're not.
Yeah, you're paid.
You're
to
not
be
analyzing this, right?
Opinionated, you know.
But that's the thing that I feel about. Like, I don't think JJ has ever not been opinionated. I think though, like the caution and care that he's going to give and take his job with, I think matters. And I think that also speaks to the reason I feel about that is JJ is a hard worker, man. Like JJ's never not been a worker, so I don't believe him to like not come to the job with that level of work.
Yeah.
I just appreciate that. With that work, he's also going to bring like that compassion that we've seen him have. Like I still remember, and this is when he ended up in Arizona. I think it was Hard Knocks, where, and I can't remember who the player was on the practice field, but somebody had dropped the pass, and he was really beating himself up on the sideline.
I think it was Moore.
Was it Rondale Moore?
Yeah,
I believe that sounds about right. Rondale Moore was beating himself up, and he was like, "Did it hit your hands? Ah, yeah, you're supposed to catch it." Of his hands, and it was like basically trying to lighten it up with a joke. He's like, "No, man, you dropped it, and then we're gonna go back out here,
yeah,
and catch the next one. Like, just make that the opportunity to catch the next one. Like, that's what JJ's always brought is that level of like care and capacity."
It'll be interesting to watch because remember Sean Payton refused to say anything remotely opinionated because he knew he was gonna come back and coach, you know,
right.
And he didn't want to criticize players individually. It'll be interesting to watch. I think JJ is gonna be, as you mentioned, prepared enough and know the job enough to bring fair opinion and sometimes criticism, but at the same time you want to watch, make sure he's not being like too protective, you know?
For sure. How about this as we continue with JJ's appearance on the Goat Talk podcast with Jonathan Joseph.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Andre Johnson, this is Seven here. They asked it flat out, what was the biggest thrill of you being a Texan?
Biggest thrill as a Texan.
In my opinion, it's by far that first playoff run that we had. And then obviously the second year backing it up and trying to go again. But winning our first ever playoff game for an organization, everything that came with it, nothing better. Like, those memories are something that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Is there anything else that could have replaced that answer for you, for JJ?
I don't think so. That's still, you know, I put that on my list. You know, whenever I talk about, you know, greatest Texans moments, et cetera, that was an unbelievable scene. It was an unbelievable moment that he had.
The interception?
Yeah. And the pick six. And it's to this day the loudest I've ever heard NRG. That's number one. It's got to be. As much as he did after that. He had 21, you know, sack seasons.
Right.
But I still think that's it. Yeah.
Right. And I think that you're right. And I think that that's what ultimately, like, the goal is to get back to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is to have that type
that
of
energy.
That type of energy again. And hopefully you get to that space. But you mentioned, like, just some of the heights that he reached. And I thought this was, I really enjoyed that they got into this aspect of it because Andre was, you know, kind of talking to JJ about how wild it is that, you know, that family produced three professional football players and two of them at an incredibly high level.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, JJ was kind of talking about that. And I love this little jab that happens in here.
How lucky are we that we get to have these conversations at the highest level of the game that nobody else ever gets to have? Like, it's, to us, it's the coolest thing in the world that my brother calls me and asks about an NFL pass rush move because we both got to do it at this level. It's really, really cool, man. And I've always said it, but I truthfully hope he breaks every single record I've ever had, and I think he probably will. But if we're talking about best single year ever,
I knew that was coming.
Best single year ever.
But he's going to have the better career. He's going to have the better career. But there's a 4-year stretch where he couldn't touch it.
Facts.
I was like,
facts.
There was laughs in here, but it's because it's objectively.
That ain't going to happen.
I can't see it. I can't see it happening.
That ain't going to happen.
All right, so I'm going to do something that's blasphemous.
Derek?
I was going to Will.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what about Derek?
Oh, well, no. See, I'm not one of those people that's going to bleep on Derek.
He said my brother, singular.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we were talking about the dudes that are still playing and the dudes that played at that very high level. Derek got him some NFL money. Ain't no shame.
No bit.
In his game.
Yeah.
But like Will Anderson Jr., when it comes to, like, because I thought about this, I'm like, TJ has gotten so far in his career and he's been incredible. He's, you know, defensive player of the year caliber player. But I think he's far enough along that, yeah, I don't know that you can see him touching JJ Watt. And of course, touching JJ Watt's career, the heights of the career, that's not an easy task for any individual. But you got Will Anderson Jr. here and he has already proved himself to be an incredible caliber player. We've talked about him being, you know, on the precipice of being in those defensive player of the year conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a, I guess, like a pseudo brother in a way, right? Like a brother in Texans brotherhood maybe reaching those heights?
That's a big ask. You know, you look at JJ.
I know, I'm setting him up to fail here. I apologize.
Well, no, not to fail. He's going to be an incredible player. He is an incredible player. But you got to keep this in mind. JJ's first 20-sack season was his second year.
That's right.
I mean, it was like he was 23 years old and had 20 and a half sacks. So that's, I mean, that Will Anderson's already past that. He's going into his third season.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big, big, big ask. Then just, you know, that also, you know, Will Anderson has Danielle Hunter on the other end. And, you know, there's some other little factors as well.
But that was one of the things that was cool to listen. I don't mm-hmm. have a specific cut of it, but J.J. Watt, like, showing the love. Because, of course, you have two guys that mm-hmm. were, you know, yeah, two of these guys were in that same defense room. And then, obviously, Andre loomed large enough mm-hmm. on that team. Where they were talking about a lot of the various players on that team that he felt like added to him. I mean, I specifically remember Brady James, right? Mm-hmm. Like the portions that he added just in that final season of his career with JJ and the ways in which he still to this day is grateful
yeah.
to Brady. So, like, you know, there's always, it's always a village of people that help somebody get to that spot. So I found that to be really fun as well. All right, let me get to this. This is, can you give me eight here? And this is actually more Andre than JJ. Mm-hmm. This is JJ asking Andre about something that I think we all kind of think about Andre Johnson, a Hall of Famer, rightfully so, the first one to go in for the Texans. But JJ Watt asked him if he ever wondered what his career would look like if he had gone to an established team rather than a franchise that was expansion is what I was looking for.
You know, to be honest, JJ, I never thought about it. Like, I always tell people it was my first Pro Bowl, and I remember, so you know when they call the teams up mm-hmm. to take the pictures, and I was the only guy there from the Texans. And when they said the Houston Texans, the guy was like, who the hell is there from the Texans? And I was like what? Like, you know, like it was almost like yeah. it was disrespect, oh, no doubt. You know, and I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, that's something that fueled me. Like, I took that disrespect and I was just like, you know what? Like,
yeah.
when you think about the Texans, you don't think about me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was always like my attitude. That was the way I approached it. For me to go somewhere that was already established, yeah. like I don't think I might have won a, you know, yeah. experience a little bit more success. But I think the way that this happened and the relationships I was able to build just with the city and the fans, I wouldn't change it for nothing more.
Yeah, I believe every single word that he said because we know what Andre is, you know, the kind of class that he shows and the career he had, et cetera. I do think, and you know, before the draft, he was probably one of those people too. Like, oh, you know, of all the teams I could go to, I don't know about the Houston Texans. I mean, and it made sense. It's not critical. I mean, they were in their second year of existence when they drafted J.J. Watt. But once he's here, like everybody in Houston, like once you get to Houston, it's like, oh, it gets in your blood, you know? And I think that's the case with him.
Yeah. So it was a really fun podcast. I mean, it's worth the listen if you just love reminiscing and getting into the minds of those goats, I guess, in a way, when mm-hmm. it comes to goat talk. With J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, J.J.O. That was a really cool listen. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I appreciate you guys on the text line, the Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text line, still getting involved on when was the last time that you ran or raced from the 832. Last time I raced was a year ago in my senior year of college, and it was around 2 a.m. after a night out, and everyone wanted to test their 40 times.
Ooh. I didn't end
okay.
well.
Okay. They're just outside of college. So, like, that was all that he gave me, so I'm assuming that everything went well.
All I needed to hear was 2 a.m. or whatever he said.
But if it's the senior year of college,
yeah, that's
you're probably fine, right? That's normal operating hours for that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Mudbugs, not Crawdads. All right, whatever you call them, Mudbugs, Crawdads, Crawfish. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get out to the boot to go see Clint and Ron, who are broadcasting out there today from 2 to 6. We'll talk to them here shortly, but not before.
Mm-hmm.
We get to Figgy's mixtape. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Typically, we hand over to Figgy for the mixtape. Today, John Lopez.
You're darn right.
What you got for us?
All right, you want to see a grown-ass 40-something-year-old man effectively end his life in 2 minutes?
Are you talking about racing still?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is must listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says must listen, so we'll do that next.